Let's go back to outerwear now. Go around the corner of this case and look at the beautiful flowered silk dress facing the doors onto Old Tully House. 6. Silk weaving. This dress is made from Spitalfields silk, meaning that it was made by the silk weavers who worked in the Spitalfields area of London. These weavers were French Huguenots, or Protestant refugees, who had fled to England to escape religious persecution, bringing their silk weaving skills with them. Raw silk was imported from countries such as India and China as skeins, loosely knotted lengths of the material. The raw silk could be soaked in dye at this point to create vibrant colours. Before it could be worked, it needed to be unwound and rewound onto bobbins. Each individual thread must then be spun and then twisted together. This was called organzine. This process would take place before the silk arrived at the weavers' workshops. The final quality of the material would depend on the quality of the raw silk, the skill of the spinners, the environment that it was spun in, and even the length of the journey to get it to its final selling place after it was spun. Silk weavers, such as those in Spitalfields, then used looms to weave the silk together. They developed their skills over many years, often working as apprentices or learning from their parents as children. Weaving was an uncertain trade. While the pay could be good, it relied on an unbroken import of silk, continued demand from customers, and government protection against cheaper imported fabrics. The rise of industrialisation also posed a threat to weavers' livelihoods. There were even riots in the late 1600s against the introduction of machine looms, which threatened the work of the hand weavers.